Hey, it's Jonathan Goodman back with you for day 3 of our Highly Wealthy Fit Pro video series. Today I'm talking about the most important element of any business, pricing, or as I like to call it, how to make more money and work fewer hours. But first, if you missed either day 1, where I taught 3 crucial time management strategies, or day 2, where I shared insight into adding a referral culture into your business, including a strategy to get boatloads of referrals and why most referral systems in the fitness industry, if I can even call them systems, are flawed, then please go back and watch those first before moving forward. Cool, ready to talk pricing? Let's get to it. Putting enough thought into pricing can leave you bankrupt. You must charge enough and have healthy margins. What I love about pricing, though, is how it dictates everything about your business. Allow me to explain that a little bit. For your customer, it communicates more about your business than any other marketing piece or headline. Price connotes value. If you think about your ephemeral gut reaction when you see a price on something, if it's cheap, you think it's lower quality. If it's expensive, you think that it has a ton of value. Now, obviously, some things are a ripoff, but at the same time, you're slightly intrigued when something seems outrageously expensive, aren't you? Like, what's the story behind that? I'm not necessarily advising you to price yourself outrageously high. That's just for the sake of the example. But think about what happens when a customer is shopping around gyms and trainers and comes around 2 options with one of them double the price of the other. The immediate reaction is that the one double the price is considerably better in terms of service and everything else. Some customers will always choose the cheapest, and you probably don't want to work with them anyway. Not only that, but charging twice as much means that you need to work with half as many clients to make the same amount of money, opening you up to more professional development, more side projects to derive income. You could write that book, develop the business, spend more time with your family or on a hobby or even working out yourself. Whatever it is, I personally shudder at the idea of working more hours for less money. Don't you? Higher price also results in better profit margins, which allows you to spend more time on your branding and marketing, which makes it easier to acquire customers who are more than willing to pay you those higher prices. Now again, my advice isn't a blanket price high. I'll get into some specific bits to help you figure out the right pricing for you soon, because how you price your services also represents your vision and dictates your path. But first, a story. On a sunny day one day, under a palm tree, a few years ago, outside of a conference that I was speaking at, one of our customers approached me to discuss her pricing. She established that, based off of what she wanted to offer her clients and how much time she had to offer, that she needed to charge $800 a month and could only take on 4 clients at a time. Now, her response to me, "I could never charge that. It is too high. Nobody could afford it." So first, let me back up a little bit. To figure this out, Sarah used the pricing calculator that we provided her. Since you don't have that calculator, here's how you run through the process real quick. I want you to take a piece of paper, draw a line down the middle of that piece of paper. On one side of it, write down the services that you offer. This could be program design, training time, nutrition, shopping tours, assessments, whatever. Also include all administrative and marketing time. Now on the other side of that paper, write down how much time per month it's going to take you to deliver the service in minutes, and I want you to be honest. Once done, you've got a realistic blueprint of how long it'll take you to deliver that package to a client. You might be surprised at the results. So anyway, Sarah did this. Now, she's a single mom, she doesn't have a lot of free time. Once she combined her desired service offerings, which included in-depth habit coaching, with how much time she had to deliver the service, the results were clear. She could only take on 4 clients and needed to charge $800 a month. In our conversation that followed, I told her that this was the reality of her situation. The numbers don't lie. She now has to decide what to do with the objective truth that was sitting in front of her. And she had 2 options. The first was to remove aspects of her service that take a lot of time. This would allow her to offer less costly options. Now the second was to accept the reality of the situation and find 4 people who could pay her $800 a month. Sarah decided on the latter, and it gave her a clear path. It's true that not many people can afford $800 a month, but you know what? Some can. So at the beginning of this lesson, I mentioned that pricing represents your vision and dictates your action. Sarah's story is a great example. Once she knew what she had to charge, her required actions became clear. She'd need to go after her affluent clientele, which affected everything from her marketing voice to where she marketed and where she put her marketing messages in. As Sarah learned, there's no best pricing. There's a right and there's a wrong pricing for you. You need to figure out price, and once you do, it'll dictate where your market is, and then you just go out and you find that customer. Serendipitously, as I was putting together my notes for this video, a question got forwarded to me. You've mentioned price point before, and it stuck with me, But I wanted to ask you a little bit more about your point of not going down, but yet instead showing value and charging more. I agree. But how do you explain this to somebody who makes the simple statement of, I just can't afford you? I want to say, I'm actually less than others, or my experience is better, or education is more thorough, and yada, 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 but nothing seems to be the right way. I love this question. It really is a great one, and it's not an uncommon one. No matter how you price your services, there will always be clients who cannot afford you. I've often repeated the mantra in a lot of my books that the cheapest trainer in the world is too costly if he or she hasn't yet communicated their value, and this is true. But what if you do communicate value and you make a killer sales presentation, and the client still says that you're too expensive? Well, odds are that you have the wrong butt in the right seat that you're trying to sell to. If you aren't making sales, then something's wrong and it's up to you to fix it. This is great. Problems are actually quite useful to have as long as you can define them. And in this case, the problem might be that you're marketing and attracting the wrong person. You're just putting the wrong warm body on the other side of your sales desk or phone. No matter what you say is going to fall flat because that person simply can't afford you. They shouldn't be there in the first place. But if you didn't know this, you'll be tempted to drop your price. You see, fitness businesses can grow fast by driving price as low as possible and stealing members from other clubs or fit pros. But the problem is, when a low price is the only advantage, it's just a matter of time before a competitor undercuts them with even lower prices. The market quickly becomes a race to the bottom, squeezing profit margins to impossibly low levels, driving everybody out of business at the same time. This pattern has run its course multiple times in the past few decades, and surely will again. And believe me, this is not a fight that you want to be in. The reality is that the majority of consumers don't want cheap. They want easy, and they want assurance that whatever they're buying isn't crap. Do you want proof? Walk into any Starbucks. You'd be hard-pressed to find a better example of a commoditized product, marketed well, and sold at a premium. But still, I get it. This seems to fly in the face of logic. If you were to ask your prospect what they want, you'll be told to price low. Logically, the best product at the best price should always get the sale. But this couldn't be further from the truth. And it leads to a lot of frustration from people in the fitness industry who believe that they know more and are better professionals than the ones who have taken the time to learn marketing and, as a result, build bigger businesses that ultimately help more people while simultaneously making more money and having more freedom. This is why learning marketing is the biggest amplifier used by the wealthiest fit pros. It's time for you to start paying more attention to your price. I want you to figure out the pricing model that works best for you. Understand what you're consciously and unconsciously communicating to your clients based off of that price, and follow the correct marketing path as a result of whatever pricing you set. I've already told you the basic process where you map out your services and list how long it takes to deliver them. Now, this seems basic, but it's a valuable step that countless fit pros miss. Next, I want you to highlight the two biggest mistakes that highly wealthy fit pros know to avoid with their pricing. The first should be no surprise to you. The biggest mistake that you must avoid is thinking that you need to be setting your prices lower than the competition. This is not a good idea. In doing this, poor fit pros put themselves at a multiple immediate disadvantages, ranging from slim margins to communicating to the marketplace that they offer a lower quality service. It's true that you may be able to drive more customers with low prices, but at what cost? The model forces you to work harder for less money, and when your only advantage is low price, somebody else can come along and undercut you. The only exception to this rule is if you sell digital programs where the cost of delivery is zero or close to zero and can be scaled with no additional resources required. If this is the case, as long as you've got a strong back end of high margin sales to offer, then you know what? Pricing low in order to attract the largest number of customers might just be a strong strategy. So the second big mistake is to copy others. Why would you copy others when you have no idea how they're actually doing? Makes no sense. Your pricing must be thoughtful. It starts with mapping out your services and time, and once done, you can decide whether you're happy with the number or you want to drive it higher and combine it with more thoughtful branding and marketing to attract the right kind of customer, because you can always find prospects to pay whatever price point you ask as long as you look in the right place. And the way to do that is to identify who you want, speak their language, and go to where they are. Whatever you do, don't think that pricing lower is better. Don't haphazardly throw it together, and definitely don't copy others.